وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك. جزاك الله خير الجزاء حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His rahmah and His mercy on you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Today we bring you the story of Hazrat Sayyid Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was the elder brother of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and one of the early adherents to Islam. He also became fed up with the torments and persecutions of the Quraysh, and acting under the suggestion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emigrated to Abyssinia in the fifth year of Nabuwat and lived a life of tranquility there. But when the Quraysh heard about this, they were quite irked. They wanted to cause problems for them, so they sent two of their representatives to Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, with gifts for him. They were instructed to list many complaints against the Muslims and to request the king to send them back to Makkah Mukarramah. These two went and carried out their plans through much deception and dishonesty. However, Najashi was a very just and a magnanimous king. He summoned the Muslims to his court and questioned them about Islam. So Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu delivered a very eloquent and inspiring speech. We are quoting its translations from the book Nabiye Rahmat of Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abdul Hassan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's cousin Ja'far ibn Abi Talib stood up and delivered the following speech. He said, O King, we were a nation of ignoramuses. We used to worship idols, eat carrion, and were soiled by every type of immorality and sin. The strong among us would oppress the weak. Allah Ta'ala then sent a messenger to us who was from among us. We were fully aware of his family, rank, lineage, honesty, trustworthiness, chastity, and purity from before. He called on us to believe in Allah Ta'ala alone and to worship him alone. He taught us to completely give up worshipping the idols and statues which our forefathers used to worship and to sever ties from them. He taught us to speak the truth, fulfill trust, be considerate of relatives, be kind to neighbors, abstain from impermissible things, and abstain from shedding blood unjustly. He prohibited us from shameful deeds, lies and fraud, devouring the wealth of orphans, and slandering chaste and pure women. He ordered us to worship one Allah alone, and not to ascribe any partners with him. He ordered us to perform salah, give zakah, and to keep fast. We accepted him and believed in him, and followed the teachings which he brought from Allah Ta'ala. We worshipped Allah Ta'ala alone, and did not ascribe any partners with him. We regarded as haram whatever he made haram to us, and is halal whatever he made halal for us. Our people became bent on displaying their enmity towards us. They inflicted various types of torments on us, and imposed numerous tribulations on us in an effort to turn us away from our religion. They tried to turn us away from the worship of Allah Ta'ala and to revert to worshipping idols. They wanted us to commit the sins and crimes which we previously considered to be lawful. When they oppressed us, tormented us, made life difficult for us, and created obstacles in the path of our religion, we came to seek refuge in your country. We decided to come to you and seek your protection. O King, we came here with the hope that we will not be wronged. So Najashi listened to the entire speech with much thought and consideration and said, do you have anything which your Prophet came with? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, yes. So Najashi said, read it to me. So Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu read the beginning verses of Surah Maryam. Najashi began crying, causing his beard to become moist. The priests of his court also began crying, and the scriptures became moist with tears. Najashi said, without doubt, this what you read, and whatever Hazrat Isa alayhi salam came with emanate from one source. He then addressed the Quraysh delegates, saying, go away from Ye. By Allah, I will not hand over these people to you. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the delegates, now released the final arrow from his quiver. This arrow was immersed in poison. He said, O kings, these people make such statements against Hazrat Isa alayhi salam which I cannot even utter. So Najashi asked, what do you say about Hazrat Isa alayhi salam? So Hazrat Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we say the very same thing which our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is Allah's servant. He is his messenger. He is his spirit which he blew into Maryam the chaste. On hearing this, Najashi struck his hand on the ground, picked up a blade of grass and said, by Allah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is no more than this grass than what you said about him. He gave leave to the Muslims with much honor and guaranteed them peace. The two envoys of the Quraysh had to leave with disgrace. The Muslims were provided with good homes and excellent neighbors and lived with honor and dignity. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. What can be said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching and training the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the blessings of his companionship? Look at what great heights he conveyed them in such a short period. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained the teachings and excellent features of Islam in a huge gathering of the royal court in the presence of the king in a manner which reduced the king to tears. The plots of the unbelievers proved to be weak like a spider's web, and all their plans were reduced to nothing. Unfortunately, our situation is such that despite being Muslims for years upon years, we do not even know the fundamentals of Islam. In fact, we are even ignorant of our basic beliefs. How then will we be able to influence others? What sound advice this is regarding our beliefs and our aqaid, that we should be well grounded in them, because there are people out there who want to steal and take away the iman that is in our bosoms. Now, Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu's speech before the king and his call to Islam is an excellent example of his wisdom, his consideration of the place and occasion, and his knowledge of human psychology. More than the eloquence of his speech, it portrays the eloquence of his intellect. And this is nothing but divine guidance and the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also gauge Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala's sound mind and far-sightedness, qualities in which the Bani Hashim surpassed the Quraysh, and the Quraysh surpassed all the other Arabs. On this occasion, Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala confined his speech to describing the Jahiliyyah of the Arabs. Allah Ta'ala appointing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a prophet. He's inviting the people towards a true religion and teaching them noble character. Those who believed experienced a major revolution in their lives. This description is so clear and descriptive, it could be considered to be like an autobiography, and which leaves no room for doubting the integrity of the person who explained it in this way. It is such a style of wise da'wah and explanation of the facts, which can neither cause any complications and doubts for the person, give any room to the opponents to criticize, nor the listeners to oppose. It is the true depiction of a society in which the call and teachings of a prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, elevated the lowest rungs of society to the peak of humanity. Anyone wanting to do so may verify this and personally witness the complete revolution which took place. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred in the Battle of Mu'tah in 8 AH. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him. Hazrat Sayyidina Arqam ibn Abi al-Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We're discussing this great Sahabi. His name was Arqam. His kunyat was Abu Abdullah. His father's name was Abdi Manaf, and his mother was Umaymah. Hazrat Arqam radiallahu ta'ala was the 11th or 12th person to embrace Islam. At the time, the lives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Muslims was in great danger. The Quraysh polytheists, the Mushrikeen, wanted to put an end to this movement before it could wield influence. But Islam did not come to disappear. Hazrat Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu concealed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Muslims in his house. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam in the very same house. About 40 people had already been blessed with Islam at the time when he, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, embraced Islam. His piety, religiosity, abstinence and rectitude were Hazrat Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu's striking qualities. He was most enthusiastic about spending the night in worship. He decided to go to Bayt al-Maqdis on one occasion. He made all the preparations for the journey and went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take leave from Medina Munawwara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "Are you going with this intention of trade or for some other special reason?" So he replied, "May my parents be sacrificed on you. O Rasulullah, I have no real need to go there. I am going solely to perform salah in Bayt al-Maqdis." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A single salah in my masjid," Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "is better than 1,000 salahs in other masajid." So Hazrat Arqam radiallahu ta'ala sat down immediately and cancelled his trip. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Look how obedient and compliant the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were, let alone an explicit order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would cancel their intentions at the slightest reference and indication. They are most worthy of our emulation. He passed away in the year 53 Hijri at the age of 83. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين